VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy Beacon.
UN Security Council is scheduled to meet this Monday for the first time on Russia's troop buildup and threatening actions against Ukraine at the request of the United States. All key players are expected to square off in public over the possibility of a Russian invasion and its global impact. The U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Russia's actions pose a clear threat to international peace and security and the UN Charter. Council members must squarely examine the facts and consider what is at stake for Ukraine. Russia's deputy ambassador called the proposed meeting a PR stunt. Russia is claiming that NATO wants to pull Ukraine into the alliance amid escalating tensions between Russia, Ukraine, and the West.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, told Russian media they also want to pull Ukraine into NATO, although everyone knows that Ukraine is not ready and could make no contribution to the strengthening of NATO's security. Russia's massing of an estimated 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine has prompted warnings from the West against a Russian invasion of the country. Russia, in turn, demands that NATO promise never to allow Ukraine to join the alliance. The U.S. and NATO has formally rejected Russia's demands about halting NATO expansion. Britain's Foreign Minister Liz Truss has warned, however, that any action by Putin in Ukraine will have consequences.
The number one thing that will stop Vladimir Putin taking action is if he understands the costs of that action.
I'm Karen Chemas.
U.S. President Joe Biden is preparing to host the ruling leader of Qatar at the White House as the West faces the prospect of a European energy crunch if Russia invades Ukraine. It's one of the world's biggest natural gas suppliers, but it might only be able to offer limited assistance if Russia disrupts the flow of energy supplies to Europe. The White House anticipates Qatar may renew its request for $500 million purchase of M9 Reaper drones. This is VOA News. North Korea has confirmed it test-launched an intermediate-range ballistic missile capable of reaching the American territory of Guam and its most significant launch in almost 5 years. Get more from AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma.
Sunday's launch could be a prelude to bigger moves by North Korea, such as nuclear and long-range missile tests that pose a direct threat to the American mainland as the North tries to further pressure the Biden administration. North Korea says the test verifies the accuracy of the missile, which was launched towards waters off its east coast on a high angle to prevent flying over other countries. It gave no further details. According to South Korean and Japanese assessments, the missile flew nearly 500 miles, reaching a maximum altitude of nearly 1,250 miles. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the UN has received credible allegations that more than 100 former members of the Afghan government, its security forces, and those who worked with international troops have been killed since the Taliban took over the country August 15th. In a report obtained Sunday by the Associated Press, Guterres said that more than two-thirds of the victims were alleged to result from extrajudicial killings by the Taliban or its affiliates, despite the Taliban's announcement of general amnesties for those affiliated with the former government and U.S.-led coalition forces. The U.N. political mission in Afghanistan also received credible allegations of extrajudicial killings of at least 50 individuals suspected of affiliation with ISIL, the Islamic State extremist group operating in Afghanistan. Authorities in the United Arab Emirates say that its forces intercepted a ballistic missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels as the Israeli president visited the country. The Los Angeles Rams will host themselves and the Super Bowl. More from AP correspondent Mark Myers.
The L.A. Rams have made it to the Super Bowl by beating San Francisco 20-17. Trailing 17-7 entering the fourth quarter, the Rams scored 13 straight points. Matt Gay kicked the winning field goal in the final 2 minutes. L.A.'s Matthew Stafford threw for 337 yards with a pair of touchdowns to Cooper Kupp. Now in his 13th season, the Rams QB finally makes it to a Super Bowl.
I feel blessed to be able to play in this league for as long as I have, but I sure am happy for this opportunity for not only myself, but really so many guys in that locker room that deserve this too.
LA will play the Cincinnati Bengals right here at SoFi Stadium. Mark Myers, Inglewood, California.
And via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.